groups and hold autonomous themselves safe.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the American Federation of Government Employees and the United Steelworkers, and we appreciate their support very much. Joining me today, fellow veteran Will Attig from the Union Veterans Council. Will, welcome back.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Brother, every day's a holiday, every meal's a banquet, and every paycheck's a fortune. Thank God I got a job. You know what I mean?
Well, it's good to be able to say that. I've got to say that I've been doing a lot of research on economics and veterans employment lately, and I'll tell you what, the outcomes of these studies we're doing right now, they're going to come out. It's not a very pretty picture of how our veterans are being treated in America when it comes to their economics and their ability to achieve that American dream we all fought for.
No, absolutely not. And, man, I got to tell you, still, unfortunately, today we are running into a situation where we get America's finest young men and women coming back from Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, and they get out and they try and find a job, and it's like, oh, thank you so much for your service. You know, and the whisper campaign starts. It's like, oh, you know, they're all damaged. They all have PTSD and TBI, and you can't try. And, you know, and we have to stop that. But, you know, in addition to that, you know, unfortunately, this current administration's not showing a whole heck of a lot of love when it comes to U.S. military members, veterans, or their families.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, just a real quick example is 2 weeks ago, there was a bill, and it was a bill that the entire veterans community opposed when it comes to the VSO. So from the most progressive veterans organization to the most conservative veterans organization, the American Legion made a national resolution saying, we oppose this bill because it hurts the morale and wellness for our soldiers. It hurts our entire veterans community, and we hope that the people in Congress make the right decision. Well, it went through the House, and it passed on a party-line vote to take away financial protections from our servicemen and women. Then it went to the Senate, and in the Senate, it made it to a 6 hours of floor debate. Think about that, 6 hours of floor debate. They made it to a 50-50 tie because two senators from one side decided they were going to stand up for veterans, and they did it because they said this bill affects our veterans. And it took a tiebreaker for Mike Pence, and the bill passed, even though the entire veterans community opposed it. And right. Then I had the opportunity to stand with the American Legion and call on President Trump, who has said that he's the best president for veterans and servicemen in history. And he had an option to side with big banks and corporate lobbyists that spent over $100 million to lobby one single bill, or stand with the entire VSO community. And unfortunately, he made the wrong choice, and he sided with the big banks and lobbyists.
Right, at the expense of 22 million veterans all across the United States. And you know, Will, these things have to stop. I mean, you know, we are not talking about organizations, you know, oh, look at those bleed heart liberals from the Veterans of Foreign Wars or the American Legion. You know, we're talking about salt of the earth people, you know, practical, no nonsense, down to earth. And what they're saying is, you know, things like this, things like trying to merge the Veterans Administration with TRICARE, to privatize the VA hospital system, to take it away from where veterans and their families want it. And don't tell me, oh, well, you know, they're veterans, they'll do what we tell them to do. You know, no. I mean, these things have to stop. And, I mean, that's the next one, isn't it? The VA being merged with TRICARE.
If you only know, you know, this week brings another set of attacks. I think for the last 6 months since this administration took over, I don't think we've gone over a week without having one bill or another that affects the health care for our veterans. And these are rights that young men and women fight and die for, and they come home, they should be treated. They should have the help. Or, you know, veterans they are exposed to a lot of issues that the regular population do not understand. And when you talk about privatizing the VA, you know, the first thing we need to start talking about is, hey, wouldn't it be a smart idea if we actually fund the VA first? If we have issues with the VA, why don't we fund it? I'm not quite sure the exact year it was funded, but we know right now that there's almost 50,000 vacancies for caregivers that are needed at VA facilities. We have VA buildings that are crumbling, and it's not because of the workers who work there. It's because there's been a lack of funding for a VA, even though we spent $5.4 trillion on a war since 2001 that has no end in sight, that's creating more veterans that are going to need this healthcare system. And they're talking about a small portion of veterans that live in the most rural areas in America versus the entire veterans community that needs these good VA facilities, that understand that when you walk in as a 26-year-old combat veteran from Iraq, Afghanistan, well, guess what? You might be facing some really weird issues that a regular doctor wouldn't know to look for, like the high rate of stomach cancer, yeah.
I mean, and this is a $64 answer, okay? The VA hospital, the VA system is what vets want. And by God, we should be giving veterans what they want. It's not an unreasonable ask, okay? It is not, again, an unreasonable ask. I mean, look at what happened with Agent Orange in Vietnam. How long did it take veterans to fight that to get it right? And if it was the private sector, they would have all been dead. That's all there is to it. But the long and short of this is, man, we have just simply got to get it to the point where, you know what? Support the veterans. Send them to a hospital where somebody has experience in dealing with the ailments that they have. Many of those doctors and nurses and med techs that work in a veterans hospital are veterans themselves. They've been there. They've done that. They've seen it. They provide quality of care. End of story.
We've seen horror story after horror story about the Choice Act as it is right now. First of all, it's unsustainable. It's unsustainable. It takes so much money to take care of compared to traditional VA system. There's problems with record keeping. There's problems with veterans' serious health issues being overlooked. You know, I have an uncle who's a doctor, and I started asking him about how common is stomach cancer in young men and women from the age of 25 to 35. He said, "Well, that doesn't exist anymore." I said, "Well, it does in the veterans community that went to Iraq and Afghanistan." A normal doctor, and I use this analogy 100 times on your show, I do believe, every time I talk, is that you don't take a Ferrari or a Maserati down to Bob's Auto Parts around the corner where to get used parts. You take that to a specialty dealer that deals with those,
right,
especially high-end cars. And, we've got 1% of our country that serves their country. And to me, that's a very specialized group of people that have a very specialized set of needs, and the VA health system is by far the best way to take care of it. Now, I will say we do have issues, but we have issues from the management that have lacked the courage to actually speak up about how they need to be fully funded. They need to have these jobs filled so that they can truly take care of veterans at a level that I do believe the veterans have fought it.
And well, you're hitting another thing, and you're being a gentleman. I'm not going to be so much of a gentleman, okay? And I'm going to say this right now. It is those very managers that did yes, sir, three bags full for Trump and said, oh, yeah, you got it, Mr. President. Yeah. Go Republicans. And then turn around and get caught because the rank and file working members of the Veterans Administration blew the whistle. They blew the whistle, yeah. Publicly drew attention to the problems. And who is it that gets punished? Not the people that did it, not the managers that said, ooh, let's create this super secret list and keep it hidden from everybody else and not tell our bosses that we're not getting vets in to be seen, but it is the people that blew the whistle that are the ones that are taking it in the shorts and being harmed and punished.
Yeah, I truly cannot wait to see the book written about this because, you know, these bills, all these bills that are being passed right now have been sitting around for years. The Koch brothers and concerned citizens of concerned veterans of America, you know, the front group for these very corporate friendly large industries like the Koch brothers, who will gain a massive amount if we do privatize the VA, have had all these bills waiting for a long time. They took a crisis where veterans died because of the lack of funding to the VA. That's why we had veterans dying on these lists, because of lack of funding to the VA. And they took this as an opportunity to use it as a political football. And I just, the idea that you used a crisis where we had veterans dying to try and pass this bad legislation and just put a really pretty name on it, like the Veterans Accountability Act, and go straight after the workers instead of actually going after the people that have caused the problems. It's just untangible.
You know, it's nothing like going after the victim, but that's another story. Well, listen, we got to get going, brother. How do we find out more about the Union Veterans Council?
Well, yes, you can look up Union Veterans on Twitter, Facebook. You can go to unionveterans.org. Sign up. We have great information. We put a lot of great information out. You know, we're really focusing on the idea that, you know, when veterans come home, they deserve a shake at the American dream, and they're coming home to a rigged system where corporations and CEOs and the top 1% have all the power. They don't really care who you are as long as they're being able to make a little bit of profit off you.
There you go. Well, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Will Attic of the Union Veterans Council. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.